I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like Sports Radio 610 on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Landry Locker. That's at Lopez on Sports, at the Freddy D. Episode 59 of In the Loop with Fred Landry and Lopez rolling on an overreaction Monday.
You ready for an overreaction?
Go
ahead.
Overreaction.
Are you ready for an overreaction?
Yeah.
What you got? Are you sitting down?
I'm in.
Chad Kelly will be the starter for the Denver Broncos by week 10.
But not because of injury.
No.
That's an overreaction.
Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
Don't get it twisted, Case Keenum. Oh, Fred, you jerk. It's people like you.
Why do you hate U of H, man?
Love the Cougs. Love the Cougs. Shout out to Stanford Route. Case Keenum this past weekend, 8 of 13, 78 yards. Much better performance than his week one where he went, 1 for 5 with 5 yards or something like that. Not great. But my boy, Chad Kelly, 7-9, 90 yards and a touchdown for your Denver Broncos. Just saying. Love me some Case Keenum, but do I though? But do I? Do I really?
I don't know. Do you?
Do I really? I'm just being that guy, Case Keenum truthers out there. I'm just being that guy that you guys can love to hate. Because you guys need, Case Keenum truthers do better when there's somebody counting him out.
Yeah,
right?
He's always the better as the attacker.
You guys need Case Keenum truthers need Case to be the underdog. And right now, he's not the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's going in as the starter in Denver. So you need somebody to kind of, you know, stoke the flames a little bit, talk a little trash, be a hater, so to speak. And I do this in fun, in good-natured fun, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, if you're just going off preseason stats, and we all know how important the preseason is, Chad Kelly could be your starter. Just saying.
That's an overreaction.
Just saying. Hell yeah, it's an overreaction. No, Case Keenum will be your week one starter.
But week one? I thought you said, oh, no, Case Keenum. Yeah,
yeah, no, Case Keenum will be your week one starter. We all know that. But week 10, get your minds right. Get your minds right. All right, let's do this like Brutus. Here we go. We're 2 weeks into the preseason. There's only one more preseason game left that's worth a damn. That's this coming Saturday.
This is correct.
A little shout out to our boys over at G Unit. So it's getting serious. It's getting real. Right now, I have 51 positions. I've got 51 guys making this roster, so I've got a little leeway on my
So you need a couple of names here.
I need a couple of names. So right now, I've got. Let's just go with the defense. Hey, can you pop that down just a little bit there, Mr. Landry Locker? All right. So we know the specialist. By the way, is your boy and you kind of started this last week, and I think you did it kind of in jest, but now it's kind of starting to gain a little bit of
started.
The Shane Leckler's getting out punted in training camp.
No, he's getting his ass kicked, Lopez.
Why are you talking to me?
I'm just your boy. I'm just saying they did a segment today on Texans radio about just how good this kid is that they have as the backup punter right now. His name is Trevor Daniel. In the preseason, he's averaging 7.5 yards more per punt. He has 3 punts inside the 20. Leckler only has 2, and the hang time is identical. I don't understand why this kid isn't getting a chance to dethrone Shane Leckler. He's an older guy. I understand that he's one of the best of all time, but if this kid is that much better, 7.5 yards, then why is this not a position battle, and why is it a foregone conclusion that Leckler makes this team?
I don't cast my rod when the boat is on the trailer. I only cast when I'm on the water. It's preseason, man.
He's punting.
It's preseason, man.
He's punting.
He's half-assing it. He's just getting his work in.
Well, he needs to come out and punt better this week because
he's actually punting okay, but the dude is booming it.
And this guy's gonna go somewhere else and be a punter for like 10 years, and it's gonna and Shane Leckler's only gonna be 2, and you're gonna be looking for a punter. If this were
any other position, I would actually agree with you. But you can get a punter with a you know, wink and a prayer, you know.
You can get a punter anywhere.
You can get a punter. You know, punters fall off the truck.
But doesn't that make it even more reason why this guy should make the team if he's younger.
No, because
he's cheaper.
I really, he's young. Now that part, I think is in play a little bit.
And he's better.
Leckler signed a $2 million deal.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He's making $2 million this year. Now, obviously, the $600 signing bonus, $600,000 signing bonus, you're not going to get back. But you know, $1.4 million. Now, again, this team's not. I mean, they're not strapped for cap space right now, and 1.4 is not going to be the difference between you signing Jadeveon Clowney and not signing Jadeveon. So,
right.
I think from that standpoint, and you know, I'd say there's big game experience there, but you know, outside of what he played in the Super Bowl that first year and hasn't sniffed a playoff spot since. So, I mean, I don't know.
I think who?
Well, I mean, a couple with the Texans. But
yeah,
Leckler.
Yeah. No. You trust him. You go with it. But. After this year, if he's probably going to retire, if he does retire, or if he has any struggle, you can get a punter. Punter's not an issue. Plus, he's so good inside the 10-yard line. You know,
this guy's downed it more inside the 20, inside, though. Yeah. This guy's doing that better, too. Mm-hmm.
Leckler is 41 years old and is entering his 19th season in the NFL.
He won the Big 12 title with A&M when Sir Parker scored the touchdown.
Yeah.
Dude, he's older than dirt. But, hey, when you're a punter, you can do that. And the question is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh,
will he be the second punter in the Hall of Fame after Ray Guy?
Yeah. I think that's a given.
You think so?
I really do. And I've had that conversation with McClain. I think most voters are like, you know.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
There you go. A Hall of Fame punter.
7-time Pro Bowler, 6-time first team All Pro. Hard to argue with it. I mean, you can't really do much better. He was on the 2000s All Decade team. What's his speech going to be like, though? Who wants to hear a punter speech?
I'll help him write it. It'll be good.
I'm sure you will. All right. So are we all in agreement Leckler makes the team?
I don't think he should, but he will.
Kaimi Fairbairn, once he gets his hamstring, whatever the hell's wrong with his leg, he'll be fine. John Weeks, we know he's going to make the team as the long snapper, regardless of who's wearing his jersey. All right, real quick, because I think we're all in agreement. I've got 4 safeties, 5 cornerbacks, 4 inside linebackers, 4 outside linebackers.
So you got Corey Moore.
I do have Corey Moore.
Not trusting Dekud.
Well, I'm kind of...
Last year, 5th-round pick. Last year.
Well, I've got 2 spots left. Like I said, I've got 51 out of 53 spots right now taken. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, I got 4 safeties and 5 cornerbacks right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you add another safety or something like that.
So, Dekud, maybe... Let me write some of these down. I'm going to pull a Freddie here. Dekud is kind of on the bubble.
Dekud is? Yeah. But I thought Dekud was bouncing back between safety and cornerback. Or, I'm sorry, safety and...
Yes.
Yeah, I got him at safety right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I've got him. I've got Dekud making the squad right now.
Okay,
I take that back. As I was. I got Corey Moore making
the squad
over Dekud.
I'll put Dekud on the bubble.
Because the thing about Corey Moore is decent on special teams, too. So
and he's played well.
Yeah, so that's why I got Corey Moore. But, again, I mean, you could go 5 safeties.
Okay, keep going so we can get through
this. All right, 5 cornerbacks, 4 inside linebackers. I've got, Dylan
Cunningham,
Cole.
McKinney, Cole, and Peters.
That's it.
No K's.
Kays is one of those guys, man. I think he could, but he'll probably be a practice squad guy.
Yeah.
Outside linebacker, you've got Ejiofor, Jadeveon, Whitney, and Scarlett.
Ejiofor, yeah.
Those are my 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got 6 D linemen.
6?
Yeah.
Man.
You might need another linebacker. Well, you got to have Colin Baye, the 6th rounder this year. He'll make the team, right?
Willie?
Maybe.
6th round? You think they're going to fall on that sword?
You can cut a 6th-round pick. No problem.
Well, you can put them on the... I mean, not
their rookie year.
You can put them on the practice squad.
Maybe. But not their... They're not going to cut a 6th-round pick their rookie year.
I mean, not that I've gone in-depth in the 3rd and 4th quarters, but I mean, I haven't seen
I'll put Colin Baye on the bubble, but I bet you they keep him.
I mean, I haven't seen him do anything.
No, me neither.
There's a lot of D-linemen, man. They're going to... Some good D linemen are not going to make this team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a lot of guys.
Covington, Reader, Watt, Heath, Dunn
and Watkins.
Yeah,
because here's the thing. Covington
looks good though.
You know, and here's the thing. We know about Covington hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you don't know what he's going to give you all season long. I got him keeping 10 O linemen. All right, your 5 starters, your 5 backups.
So your corners are Joseph Johnson,
Colvin. Bottomosi and
No D version.
I don't have D version now.
Yeah, he's bad.
I mean, he hasn't done anything.
He's really bad.
Bottomosi is going to make the squad.
No,
so you got 5 cornerbacks?
I got 5 cornerbacks right now.
And they're also bringing in Webster this week. So Kayvon Webster could probably could make the team. So you'd have to take one of those guys out.
I'll take 5 because then in a pinch, you could put Kareem Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. So you got 9 guys in the secondary.
All right. I'm good with you.
All right. So 10 O linemen. I got three tight ends, all right? The two rookies and Ryan Griffin, all right?
Sorry, Miss Anderson.
Yeah, sorry,
you have Anthony
Charlene.
Coyle, the draft pick? No, no, he wasn't a draft pick.
Me, Coyle, Pruitt? No, I got no love for him. I got five wide receivers right now.
Okay. Hopkins, Ellington.
D-Hop, Fuller, Ellington, Coates. And then here's the thing about Kiki, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Kiki ends up. I mean, if we don't see him by week four of the preseason, all right, or at least get an update on what the hell this dude's status is, he may end up on the PUP list.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Possible.
I mean, here's the thing. How are you going to put a guy in who's done zip for the last 4 weeks? And it's not like you're just going to plug him in and expect him to play and know
the
playbook.
He's on the roster because he's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah,
no, he definitely don't cut those guys.
He'll be on the team.
But you're saying maybe PUP list.
I say you maybe put him on a PUP list, and maybe this Vincent Smith kid who made that play.
So how many are you going to keep?
Yeah, I think you keep five altogether right
so
now.
So Hopkins, Fuller, Ellington.
Coates. And then either Kiki or I got that Vincent Smith
Vincent Smith. Vincent Smith might be good. No Chris Thompson?
Lit my world on fire.
Yeah.
He's out.
No Braxton. Braxton's on the bubble,
Braxton, because why are we're still talking about him in year three. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about him as this guy that could do something.
And we're treating him like he's still a first-year receiver, too.
Exactly.
Like, he had three catches and played 97% of the snaps in a preseason game.
Yeah. If you can't show out against third and fourth string guys who are going to be, you know, elementary PE teachers
You don't play 97% of the snaps in a preseason game. No, if they're not worried about evaluating yes or no on you.
Real quick, and then running backs right now, I've got them keeping four, but they're going to have to bring somebody else in. They're going to have to because I'm not Alfred Blue did what Alfred Blue does, which wasn't much. Your boy Troy, not to be confused with Gucci Mane.
What did he have, 7 carries, 17 yards, something like that?
It was uninspiring.
I told you guys before the show, find someone who looks at you the way the Texans look at Alfred Blue.
Seriously.
Then you'll be set.
I'm stunned by that.
Lamar Miller, Alfred Blue, Deontay Foreman, probably PUP.
Deontay's going to be on PUP. Troy Mayne. Your boy Troy Mayne, for as great as he looked against the Chiefs, mm-hmm. was non-existent on Saturday night. You're going to have to bring somebody else in. You're going to have to bring somebody else in because this running back group right now is not lighting the world on fire. And then I've got three quarterbacks. I've got him keeping Joe Webb, Brandon mm-hmm. Whedon. And then that number four guy, whatever the hell his name is.
So you still have two spots.
And I still got two spots. I got two spots open with keeping Joe Webb.
So Martinez Rankin?
I got him on the PUP.
Okay.
He ain't going to be ready week one.
So who are those two spots?
My two PUP guys are Rankin and Foreman.
Maybe McCoyle Pruitt?
Maybe another tight end and maybe another wide receiver.
So maybe Pruitt,
Or maybe you keep another line. Maybe your boy Callum Bailly makes a roster. Who knows? That's John Lopez. That's Landry Locker. I'm that dude, Freddie D. And, of course, don't forget our boy Figgy Fig on watchintheloop.com. When we come back, we like to do it each and every day about this time. We like to play the hits. Your Houston Texans making a little news, as well as your Houston Astros. Huge week in Houston sports. We'll get you caught up on what exactly is going on. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.